This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 496 for Thursday, July 28th. ICE Canada futures are stronger on Thursday as the weather dominates the vegetable oil market. At the final settlement, the November canola contract jumps $39.20 at $863.60 per ton, and the January contract climbs $39 at $872.20 per ton. Hot and dry conditions, especially in the United States, are threatening soybean and corn crops. Also, there are similar conditions in the southern parts of Alberta and Saskatchewan that could stress canola crops. Chicago soybeans and soy oil are up sharply, along with European rapeseed. Smaller increases in the off-session of Malaysian palm oil are adding support. After some strong gains, Chicago soy meal is lower. Global crude oil prices are currently mixed, providing little direction to veg oils. At this time, the Canadian dollar is higher, with the loonie at 77.9 U.S. cents, compared to Wednesday's close of 76.69. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reports export sales of soybeans for the week ending July 21st show a net reduction of 58,600 tons for old crop. However, sales of new crop are nearly 749,000 tons. Soy meal has total old and new crop export sales of almost 48,600 tons. Combined soy oil sales are 5,200 tons. The USDA says corn export sales total 344,000 tons, and those for wheat are 412,000 tons. The second day of the Wheat Quality Council tour in North Dakota, pigs yields at 47.7 bushels per acre, about one less than the first day findings. The tour wraps up this afternoon. The USDA attaché in Australia says the 2022-23 wheat crop is to come in at 31 million tons. While that's down 14.6% from the previous year's output, it will still be the fourth largest harvest on record. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are stronger on Thursday. The November contract rises 30.5 cents at 14.40.5 per bushel. September soy oil surges 4.15 cents at 64 U.S. cents per pound. September soy meal loses $2.90 at $4.43.10 per short ton. Corn futures are stronger on Thursday as the December contract gains 16 cents at $6.19 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract up 8.5 cents at $4.38. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger as Chicago December advances 27 cents at $8.35. Kansas City December climbs 27.5 cents at $8.96.5. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is up 18 cents at $9.40. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, July 28th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.